President. By the way, that isn't the first time I've said Mr. President today. My friends, old and new of the press club, I wish I hadn't had to break into about 10 more encores. I'd like to stay any of them all. But I was told by the speaker that on my first appearance in Washington in three generations, I couldn't keep the Senate and the House waiting. And I believe they are waiting around the hotel. I said three generations because Washington counts 4 years as a generation. And a great many things have happened since I was in Washington, left here in 1920. I suppose most people, when they have been away for a long time from a city, picture that city as vastly larger and greater and more magnificent than it ever really was. But in the case of Washington, it's just the other way around. And I'm beginning to make the acquaintance of a Washington that's very new to me. I remember the press club. It occupied two small rooms and had one bottle of beer almost empty. when you blew the smoke out of your mouth and hit the ceiling and came back, one of us old-timers remember those days. I'm very happy to see these magnificent clubs, the National Press Club, so well reserved. I've been learning a good deal about Washington during these first few hours. During the campaign, I made a number of speeches about Washington and the things that have happened here during recent years. Tonight, when I was coming around from the hotel with the speaker, I wasn't quite certain where we were because most of the old landmarks are gone. We came past the corner of a beautiful new building. I said, Jack, what's that building? He said, that's the Department of Commerce. I said, oh, yes. I believe I mentioned it in the campaign. And we started talking about a number of things. About 5 minutes later, I looked out the door building. I said, John, what's that building? He said, oh, that's the Department of Commerce. Starting again. I looked up a few minutes. I said, Mr. Speaker, what's that? He said, that's the other end of the department. So you see, I'm learning a great deal about what. And when I actually come down here next March, I shall count on your advice, instruction, and guidance to tell me about the new national capital. Of course, as I shall always talk to you off the record, you can talk to me off the record as well. It's a joy to be back here with you all. It's a particular joy to be able to come to a party and talk entirely off the record. I shall do it very often in the future. I'm very happy to meet you here tonight. Very good of you to give me this perfectly grand party. I wish I didn't have to go. I wish I could stay all the way through and stay with you until the wee small hours of the morning, because I believe that until the 12th of March, I have that privilege on almost any occasion I want to. And it's only because of this important engagement with Capitol Hill that I have to leave you at this time. I want to say only one word, and that is what I consider to be a very prophetic picture on the outside of this very delightful dinner card. A picture of the capital of the United States on a very wet night.